Many years ago, Deepak Chopra said to me, you know, that we're all one, that we're all linked. He said that you could have atoms within your body now that were once inside Buddha or Jesus. And I just didn't get it. I thought, this is such woo-woo stuff. and then I eventually learned, of course, that when at the moment of the Big Bang, which wasn't big at all, our universe began, when our universe began and when our space and time were birthed, our universe was less than the size of an atom, and a million atoms would fit behind one of your hairs now. And so then, about 380,000 years down the line, then as atoms began to be formed, and eventually, of course, millions and millions of years later, we came along, we were all birthed from one source. All the energy that ever was or will be was birthed in that moment. And atoms, which are the fundamental unit of matter in this universe, are everywhere. And therefore, indeed, atoms that were once inside Buddha or Mohammed or whoever could now be inside you or anyone out there listening. So ultimately, we are all from one source. We are all part of one source. Most people just don't think about that too often. So ultimately, when you think ill of another person, you're basically at a much higher level. You're thinking ill of your ultimate self. What you give out is what you get back.
Are you still on a mission now to find scientists who can help you explain what the heck is going on?
Well, I think I've come, because I've written three books now. It's like a trilogy of books, and it's an ongoing journey. We're all here to learn and to grow from the experience. And so I feel like I've learned a huge amount in the last 10 years. And maybe one day I might write yet another spiritual book, but I'm now 62. So I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I hope I've still got quite a way to go. But yes, I'm always on the lookout for new and interesting and validated information that can help people to grow in coherence and to help everyone reach their full potential, because we are all capable of so much more than we can even begin to fathom.
Do you believe in God, Hazel?
I don't think that any of us at our current level of coherence are anywhere near conscious enough to know what God is. But yes, I believe that there is an ultimate something. Well, when I was online to it, I believe that there's an underlying field of intelligence that underlies all of life. And I believe that we exist inside this mind. And so some people call it God. Gary Schwartz calls it the grand organizing designer. But yes, I believe that there is some huge consciousness out there that is truly beyond our comprehension to understand. But at its core, I believe that it is pure, unconditional love. To my mind, when I and my mother, father, God became as one, when I was going through my experience all those years ago, it really is beyond physical words to explain, other than that, to my mind, it's a consciousness that contains everything. I became everything and nothing. I just was. It's an isness. It really is hard to put into words, but it's like it's neutral. It's neither good, bad, light, dark, whatever. It contains everything, but at its core, it's just total isness. And I think it will be quite a long time before humanity really understands what God is. But Dr. Michal Ledwith, who's the theologian who starred in the film What the Bleep Do We Know, when I asked him what God is, he said, God is a verb, not a noun. And when you really, really start to think about this, you realize that you really are part of God and that all parts make the whole. Part of you is already linked to what I call the divine. And Tilla has shown that your acupuncture meridian energy system and your chakras are already functioning at a coherent state of being. So part of you is already... already enlightened, but most people just don't acknowledge that and don't recognize it.
What do you think is out there? Let's just take, and it's very difficult to take God out of the equation, but let's talk about what's out there in the universe that intertwines all of this, Hazel, that makes it work. And it might be in multi-universes now. They may be all over the place. What the heck is it? Or maybe we can't explain it without mentioning this divine intelligence.
As I said earlier, I really don't think we're coherent enough to explain it. But as long as people understand that whatever intelligence formed this universe, I mean, Michio Kaku now states very openly that whatever it was that formed this universe has the intelligence to birth multiple universes. So the ultimate who you are exists at all levels of time in all dimensions simultaneously. So part of you, the ultimate part of you that people call God, is everywhere. And when I spoke to Tilla, he explained to me, this is the way he explained it to me. He said, first of all, you have this core of pure coherence. And to grow in awareness, it decoheres over great millennia of time. And so he said, as it started decohering, it formed, there were non-physical societies that began to form at the level of mind. And these would have been societies such as Mu. And then as the coherence carried on decohering, it would have then formed other levels of reality at the level of the emotion domain. And then it would have, they would have been something like Lemuria. And then they would have gone on, they're still non-physical societies, would have gone on to form something like the Atlantean society, who would have literally intended that for consciousness to more fully explore itself, they could have intended this reality into being. And for anyone out there who thinks, my God, this is complete madness, Michio Kaku, the theoretical physicist, says that to make a universe like ours would take a very minuscule amount of matter, as little as a net ounce. So when you start consider that scientists are really starting to get their head around this stuff, a lot of what people call snake oil or woo-woo science is now becoming mainstream. And so I think that very shortly we will go before the Big Bang. And there's a lot of history in the Amazon and places like that that say that there were pre-physical societies before we came into being. And I think that scientists can now see virtually back to the Big Bang. And very shortly, I believe they will go beyond the Big Bang and they will realize what came before it.